So I'm standing here in front of the whole old Hotel de Ville. It's a landmark of Pondicherry. It's more than 150-year-old building. There is a crane in front. There are several people standing around. And they're destroying one of Pondicherry's main landmarks. Since my childhood, I've been coming into this building. There were musical concerts here. I'm not sure what are the reasons why they're not making more effort into preserving this building. A small crowd has gathered, but everybody seems completely impotent. And it's really a shame and a big embarrassment for me to see Pondicherry's heritage being destroyed in front of our eyes. Nobody is doing anything about it. Everybody looks completely helpless. It's a very sad day, 1st of December. Sir, would you like to talk to me on the radio?
Yes.
Do you have any view about this?
I have this? My boss. He speak.
I'm just asking you if you have a view about this. So there's a crane in front of the building, and people are taking pictures of it, and I don't know, it's a real embarrassment. You have anything to say about this?
I don't speak very good English.
What language do you speak?
Je parle français.
Qu'est-ce que tu penses de cela?
Je sais pas, je viens d'arriver, je découvre, je travaille ici et je découvre ce qui se passe et je vois que c'est quelque chose qui affecte beaucoup les gens apparemment.
Ah, c'est trop triste. C'est trop triste. For anybody who's a Pondicherian, c'est trop triste, c'est des bâtiments de 150 ans.
Je peux vous filmer en train de faire la radio?
Oui, bien sûr, tu peux me filmer en train de faire la radio. Sir, any thoughts, sir, about this destruction? Do you have anything to say? Who is the commissioner, sir? Which color shirt, sir? Okay. Hello, sir. Would you mind talking to me? Are you municipal workers, sir?
Hello, madam.
Are you from the municipality, sir? Are you working from PWD?
PWD, Public Works Department. Yeah.
Are you from the Pondicherry municipality?
It's
civil. No.
How do you feel about this building being destroyed?
Due to heavy rain. Building is damaged.
You don't think they can do anything to save the building? This is part of Pondicherry's heritage. How do you feel about this?
I don't know, madam.
You don't know? Yeah. No, I just want to know. Who is from Pondicherry municipality here? Anybody?
People there, nobody is there. Come later. Come later.
There's some commissioner inside?
No, nobody inside. Nobody there. They will come maybe later.
All right. Well, that was our sad recording for the 1st of December.
No,
watching
this
happened
for Saturday.
Starting on Saturday it started.
It happened for Saturday.
What happened?
Today.
Demolition started?
No, not demolition, it's fall down for the raining.
But before that also they were breaking, no?
Not breaking, they were giving some support now that we get a report.
They were doing support or they were breaking?
We were told they were breaking. Then afterwards demolishing because then
after
becoming
breaking,
weak.
It's becoming weak and then falling.
Yeah. We feel it's more like that. We feel some unclarity behind not effort for preserving. That's our sensation.
Not just that. It's not just neglect. There's something behind it that, you know, they've started. Yeah. The guy said 10 days ago and weakened the structure and and then it crumbled and now they are putting this safety thing as a parameter to call a big crane and bring the whole thing down when actually what is there can still be saved. But nobody wants to do anything about it.
It's really, really sad. Anyway, we had to come and see it with our own eyes. It's really sad. Okay, thank you, Poonam.
Is that person only responsible for this building? Please connect her.
Is she working for the government?
This is the director, man, in the director name. I think. You please connect her.
Madam, are you the director for this?
Yeah.
I'm calling from Auroville Radio. We're very concerned about this building. I grew up in Pondicherry also. What is happening? What are the plans for this building, madam?
Actually, for renovation, we got the fund from World Bank.
Yeah.
Nearly 7.5 crore was sanctioned by the World Bank.
Okay.
The work has to be started 2 years back. But the receipt of the fund from the World Bank,
delayed.
Okay. So recently, before 2 months only, the work has been started.
But madam, why are they destroying it? Why are they not preserving it? Why are they removing the debris and all? Don't they want to preserve the building?
We want to preserve the building only, but the building is completely damaged. So it's not possible for renovation. We want to construct the building, new building only. So we want to demolish the building, and as per the old structure, we will get the approval of the government as well as from the World Bank and get the fund. Then the building will be constructed as early as possible as per the existing, that old building.
Thank you, madam. Who is helping? Who will be helping with the construction work for this?
That Intact is given that one.
Is there absolutely no way to preserve some parts of the old building and
yeah, everybody will have aware of preservation because of the fund relief received in aid. That work has to be started 2 years itself, before 2 years.
Okay.
Due to receipt of the fund from the World Bank.
So was it
delay.
Madam, which department do you work for, madam?
I am Project Implementation Agency, Joint Project Director, Project Implementation Agency.
Do you work for the Pondicherry government or you are independent?
I work in the Pondicherry government.
Okay, madam. Thank you, madam. And we are very, since I'm a child, I've been going to this building. I have attended concerts. People have been married when I was a child.
Yeah.
It's devastating for us to see it being destroyed.
Yes.
And it's I'm worried that more could be done to preserve it as it is and rebuild.
Yes.
But
they are taking stern steps to construct the building as per the existing building itself. You will see within 1 year that the Mary building in a few beautiful condition.
I hope so, madam.
Okay.
I sincerely hope so.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
What is the use plan for it once it's rebuilt?
Pardon?
What use is planned for it? Will it be a public building when it is reconstructed?
Yeah, but it's used for the public building. Yeah, as for the Mary building. Yeah, already used for the marriages and other purposes. The building will be used for the same purpose.
Same purpose.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That's reassuring.
Thank you very much, madam.
How can the old buildings intact? How can the roof perhaps certain?
Yeah, so they have started. We have heard rumors that they started breaking it 10 days before.
No,
actually, and they have weakened the building.
Actually, that Ashok was there, no? He works in intact office. That day when demolished, we got the news at 1:30, somebody told I went there with my friend. So we talked to that Ashok.
Yesterday.
Intact. So he's saying they had started the restoration. They had put rods and support, all that. But then he said we had not even come to the main structure.
Uh-huh.
Not even come to the main structure and it collapsed.
But apparently another gentleman that has been watching, he said they removed all the structures that would have helped hold it. So naturally it collapsed. They took away all the tie beams and the things that were holding it together.
No, we talked to that Ashok, who is almost second in command, no, in that.
Yeah.
He said they had just started on the base only.
That's the problem.
Not even reached the main structure.
But maybe they shouldn't have started on the base. I mean, structurally, to preserve.
Just, they had put the rods to support the ceiling.
Yeah.
You saw.
Oh, okay, you saw this.
They had just started. They have not even reached the main structure.
And it started to collapse.
Started means what they say.
It collapsed when everybody was away, the workers. So there must have been an intentional this thing.
So they
say conspiracy to bring it down. Because the government had ended 2 years ago itself. They had intended to demolish the structure. And there was a public outcry.
There was a public outcry.
Yeah.
How and which manner did the outcry show itself? People wrote or people came here.
People wrote.
I saw on Facebook many people were upset. I was relieved to see that. And I thought maybe we should demonstrate. Maybe we should come here and chain ourselves to the building and prevent further destruction.
So 2 years ago that happened. And then they wanted to restore it because of the public pressure. But now we feel that it was intentionally brought down, because there will be a lot of funds which will be allotted, and they are telling that they will rebuild the structure in the same architectural style that...
We were told the same thing this morning.
So a lot of funds...
But do you think that's true? That they will rebuild in the same style and re-put to the same use that it was?
All those are, you know, question marks. We cannot ascertain.
But perhaps only more money would come from rebuilding than from preserving the old. But the thing is that the lime and things like this, this thickness, nobody knows how to build like this anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. No more lime is used. It's only cement which is used, and it cannot have its former glory.
I mean, our masons cannot lay a 25 centimeter thick brick wall decently now, and how are they going to
they get cracked
make, yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
How are they going to do a load-bearing structure?
A friend of mine told me that he talked to the man who was working. It was vacant for 2 years. They're saying, no, there was a handsome office here. That chap who was working, he had talked to him. He said he had gone just for lunch. And within 10 minutes, it collapsed.
How that sounds very suspicious to me.
Yes, absolutely.
How is it possible?
Because there was no one when it collapsed. So it was all, you know, a plan was plotted and...
That's what it sounds like.
No, if there's a room...
Are you all from Pondicherry?
Yes.
Have you been here for all the time? Are you from the ashram?
He's from the ashram.
Okay.
But I studied in the ashram school. I stayed.
So you know this building from your childhood?
In fact, many years back, I participated in an artist camp. The Pondicherry artist camp was there on the first floor. So I have some
artist.
Photos.
I think I know him.
I used to come to Aravel. I come time to time.
Yeah.
Of late, I have not come because I had one bad accident, knee injury. So I come and take programs in Aravel. I used to run marathon.
Yeah. Both of you actually look very familiar to me. I went to kindergarten here.
Oh, I see.
But then I went to Aravel.
But actually, you know, if this guy is saying he went for lunch and just collapsed in 10 minutes, how can the entire roof fall?
That's what the previous man was...
How it can fall? It always shows some indication. Some beam is slowing down, there is a crack, some indication is given. But within 10 minutes, the whole wall is intact. Just the top roof just gone down.
Highly suspicious.
French building is so strong, you know, and...
And ashram is, for example, the ashram library. See, ashram maintains... they even restore. There is one building now coming up, Desiree House. You can just go and take a photo and see. He told me that it's a Portuguese had built it.
Okay.
And ashram is now restoring it and constructing a first floor, maintaining its former design pattern. So you can just go and see. How ashram maintains all those.
There is no reason. To me, there seems no reason to have to destroy what is standing to rebuild. I don't understand why they're doing this.
It indicates how insensitive the Indian community is.
And yesterday they brought bulldozer and then just finished it in the evening. And the whole building was seen. What was the need of just demolishing?
That's what. Even now, don't you think that they should leave what there is?
And people are saying no, they demolish because somebody goes and inside takes photos, and if it falls, that is a stupid reason because nobody can get in. No, it's all blocked.
Yeah, which is silly.
It's really pity. I mean, even you were telling an Hindu, it has come that told that. First consultation, even Jawaharlal Nehru came here.
No, it has its historical
value.
Because the first assembly was held here after the jury took place. So all those incidents, it has come out in the Hindu. So it's most unfortunate that...
Do you think there's anything more that we can actually do now, today?
It's too late, I think.
No, they should have kept the whole structure as it is. Mm. And before demolishing that plan to build again, they could have taken all the details from the point of architecture, the photos.
That I think intact
has a year or two ago, They wanted to bring down even the lighthouse. But again, there was a public outcry. And so they have left it like that. But if the structure is weak, they should immediately restore it.
Yeah. Exactly.
And they that is never done.
They're just neglecting it again. Yes.
They're waiting for the moment that it becomes too bad.
Somebody made a joke. A joke means he said that promenade is there. Better watch out, lighthouse is there, it may collapse.
Fall on the promenade.
How old do you think this building is? Do you have any
certainly
idea?
Certainly more than 200 years.
Okay.
But some say it is 300 years, nobody knows exactly.
Thank you both very much.